This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You hear them on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the field vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Dannon Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right, Dannon Hughes time on Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue, and brought to you by Flight. By Yingling, the next generation of light beer. We go out to Dannon Hughes. Dannon, what was the first thought that went through your head after that loss?
That it's a long season and we'll be okay. I thought the Chargers played, I don't know what their best game is, but probably on a scale of 1 to 10, they played an 8 at least, based on what you thought going into the season. And on a scale of 1 to 10, we did not. So they played their best, and we played definitely not our best and probably on the lower tier of that. And we still had an opportunity with some discipline at the end by Chris Jones. Maybe we would have had an opportunity to get the ball back and drive down the field. I looked at the overall games of the entire weekend. So you had 16 games this weekend. Only 4 of them were not down to 1 score win. So that just tells you about the parity. It's early in the season. But, you know, I thought there was definitely some positives that you can take away from that game. But if we have a in-divisional rival that we play in Brazil on opening weekend, they play their best football. We don't. And we lose by 6 points. Not that there's moral victories, but there's a lot of football left, and I'm good with it.
Yeah, and I like the way you kind of put that in perspective, Dan, and I think that kind of calms everybody down a little bit and realizes, yeah, they played their best and won by 6. We played our worst and had an opportunity really to win that game. Let's talk crossing routes. Why are they such an issue for this organization? And I'm obviously talking about the Xavier Worthy and Travis Kelce collision that took place the other night.
So here's the thing, and when you listen to the games, and hopefully all the listeners now are listening to the games, Mutual TVs, listen to us, 96.5 The Fan during the games, and even the pregame show with Josh Klingler and I, there's a lot of times we break down those types of plays. And first of all, the crossing route is the toughest route to guard, mainly especially with man-to-man coverage, and here's why. Because you are guarding the width of the field. So if a guy lines up on an opposite numbers or inside the numbers, now you have to guard 40-something yards across the field, through traffic, bumping into linebackers, et cetera. And those are the shorter routes, so the quarterback can take as much time because he can hit you in the first five yards of your route. He can hit you 15 yards across the field. He can hit you 20 yards across the field. If he breaks containment, then you might be able to escape down the sideline. So you got a lot of real estate that you're covering as a corner while you're trying to run through traffic. Now, for Travis Kelce and Xavier Worthy, what we like to do is we like to run those same kind of shallow crossing routes, but we like to utilize a pick in the middle of the field. And Travis was responsible for being the pick guy, so he runs to a spot. Xavier Worthy is supposed to run underneath him, and then hopefully because of the guy who's guarding Travis and the guy who's guarding Xavier, they will bump into each other, and now you have an escape route where you take a 5-yard pass and now becomes a 20, 30-yard pass when necessary. There's a lot of traffic in there, and a good defense. I said all that about the offensive side and what's the responsibilities of the offensive side. The defense side is, just like in basketball, what do you see people try to do? They try to move the picker into his own player. So if Travis is running a pick route and they know that based on film, and I know I'm giving a lot of information here. It's early in the morning, my bad. Mm-hmm. But the what is the defense going to do? He's going to try to make Travis run his route as shallow as possible so that there's no room for Xavier to run his route. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
And that's exactly what happens. So just like basketball, what Travis has to do is not allow the defense to dictate his depth, still get to his spot, and then Xavier has to do a good job of avoiding all the traffic. And it's just one play that didn't work out like it was supposed to, like it was drawn up, and hopefully Xavier will be able to bounce back from the injury quickly.
Right. Danny, you played that position as a wide receiver in the NFL, and yesterday's news conference, we hear that he's going to be day by day with the shoulder injury, kind of basically as Bob described earlier this morning, is like it's a pain tolerance injury, but it scares me because of the position that he plays, right? Like, I just feel like one hit and we're right back to square one, or, you know, goes up and gets a pass and then comes down and lands in that, you know, the horrific way they land, like on the side of their shoulder. What do you see from this perspective of being day by day or a pain tolerance type of thing, knowing that position and knowing Xavier Worthy?
The only concern that I have for Xavier Worthy and that day-to-day injury is because he's not a bulky guy. He's not a big receiver. He's not Juju Smith-Schuster. He's not DeAndre Hopkins. He's not the bigger, even Rashee Rice. So you kind of wonder about the fragility of it. But the pain tolerance itself, I played with two subluxating shoulders. And for all the medical people out there that know that, if you remember, now I'm really dating myself, remember in Lethal Weapon with Mel Gibson, when his shoulder popped out, and he would hit it on the wall and pop it back in? That's because his shoulder was subluxating. That means it would pop in and out on a random. It doesn't matter if you hit somebody. It doesn't matter if you just made a quick movement. That's what can happen. I played with that. There were times where I had to like labor to actually lift my right arm above my head while I was running a route, and to get a ball that was thrown over my head that I had to like scream to myself just to pull my arm up above my head.
How painful is that?
And it's painful, but it's manageable.
Okay.
And the game is, I mean, that's how it is. Obviously, you know, the game is about managing pain at this point, even though it's just after week one. Yeah. So I feel like it's just going to be up to him is how much he can manage and weather the storm. And the main thing for him, and this is a key for a guy like him with his speed, he cannot have an injury that negates his speed. The reason why he's on the field is because he runs a 4-2-1. Whether it's a twisted ankle, whether it's a stubbed toe, whether it's a shoulder injury, what he's needed to be on the field is that 4-2-1 speed. So the concern to me probably should be less about the durability of the shoulder and more about, is he going to be the Xavier Worthy that we drafted and we needed, that had an outstanding season and 9 touchdowns last year? Is he going to be that player on the field with the day-to-days?
What would you do if you were him?
Grab it up and play.
Okay.
That's what I did when I played. I mean, I never missed a game because of it. So to me, there's contraptions that you can put on your shoulder. We've seen that. I think it was Nick Bolton, or one of the linebackers had that where they had a contraption. Drew Tranquil, yeah, had a contraption on his shoulder underneath your pads, and it kind of holds things in place but doesn't limit your mobility to be able to make plays. So you know, take a few Tylenol, some Advil, get it shot up, and go play.
What would you do differently this week, Dana, going into this game against Philadelphia? Obviously, we saw the Super Bowl. We saw the first game. Chiefs fans are getting a little nervous, if you will. What would you do differently if you're the Chiefs this week?
I just think that if we are patient, and Patrick, we saw some great exploits, and we know about how much of a magician he is, but I think there are times, especially when you go back and look at the film from the Super Bowl, there are times where although the Eagles got great pressure with their front four and did not have to blitz, which is uncommon in this game, there were times where I think Patrick exposed the offensive line a little bit more than they probably should have been. He could have stepped up in the pocket or retreated a little bit more and stayed patient with his feet in the pocket. He showed some of that also against the Chargers. Now, obviously, I'm not in a position to throw any kind of shade towards him, but I think that's the beauty of watching film and studying film is recognizing, you know what, there's just the little tweaks to the game that I can do better that might be better overall. So if we're able to show that kind of patience and the Eagles come in and then they realize, whoa, this is a different ball game. This is not the Super Bowl. We don't have the luxury of just a four-man rush getting to Patrick Mahomes. They may start blitzing, which means they're getting outside of the game that was successful for them. And then that opens the door up for big plays for us. So I think they're just patience and just recognizing who we are, what we can do, and not trying to feel like we got to get in a shootout or we have to keep our foot on the gas pedal the entire game because these are the defending Super Bowl champs.
Yeah, we saw things get a little chippy on the own home fields, not the home field, I guess you'd say, the Chiefs sideline. Did you ever have a moment like when you were a rookie or when you were a veteran and maybe it was an ugly game or somebody kept, you know, not doing their job where, you know, you had to get in that ass and, you know, kind of let them know like, hey, I love you, but I got to get stern with you because we saw it with Travis and Juwan Taylor. And then we saw it at the end with Tranquil and Chris Jones.
Always.
Yeah.
It always happens. I think now because you have so many camera angles and, you know, you got, you know, social media and people freeze framing TVs and all that stuff. It's always happens. Arguments with coaches, arguments between players, going in the locker room at halftime, post-game, all of those things happen on every single team. It doesn't mean that there's any kind of fracture. Doesn't mean there should be any concern. I would say on the flip side, I think you'd be concerned if there wasn't a guy calling out Chris Jones and there wasn't a guy getting in the face of each other. Like, that to me would be indicative of concern because then you could make a question of, you know, do these guys even care? Do they even care about winning? Do they even care about each other? There's got to be accountability. And I've always said it as a player. I've said it when I was coaching. Like, I coached baseball for 11 years. And I used to tell the kids, if the only time we talk is when I make a mound trip, then there's a problem. Like, you guys can get together on the mound. You guys can get together in the dugout. You don't need me to do it all the time. And I feel like that's the same thing even at the NFL level. If we got issues and the only time it gets addressed is when the position coach pulls everybody together or Andy Reid calls a timeout, then that's more indicative of a fracture in the team than seeing some little spats here and there.
All right, Danan, before we let you get out of here, Juwan Taylor, look, I'm an apologist for the guy, but that was terrible the other night, right? I think he's a good football player when he does what he's supposed to do, but him not doing what he's supposed to do is getting in the way of him being a good football player. What do you do with Juwan Taylor?
I just think that you have to have a sit down. I mean, I've said this, I believe I said it last week, and I've said it on multiple occasions. The offensive line, I know the kicker gets a lot of flack because they can be perfect and all it takes is one missed kick and then everybody thinks, you know, there should be a kicking competition. But the offensive line position, to me, is right there, maybe 1 and 1A with a kicker in regards to scrutiny. You play an average of 65 plays a game. All it takes is two or three mistakes, and everybody's in an uproar. But in his case, it seems to be the same two or three mistakes, whether it's lining up or getting the jump. I actually thought that there was one, I want to say the last false start penalty, I thought it was a bad call. sometimes he gets off the ball so quickly when Creed snaps the ball, and he gets off quicker than everybody else, that it looks like he's moving ahead of the snap. When if you get the slow-mo down, you'll see that he's actually moving at the snap. Now, I'm not saying all the time, and I'm not apologizing for the other times. I'm just saying he gets a bad rap, but he's got to make the adjustment. Like, that's it. Like, we can make excuses. We can freeze frame. You can send tape over to the NFL and say, hey, stop calling him offsides because he's moving with the snap and everybody else is moving a little slower. We can do that until we're blue in the face. The fact is, if they're going to call it or if they're going to have eyes on him, then he's got to be able to make the adjustment. The game is a game of adjustments, and he's been a pro for a long time, but he's got to get it done.
Dana, last one. What do we do my job? I got to ask. You going to go get Tyreek Hill if you're the Chiefs?
I have no problem with going back and getting Tyreek Hill. I feel like, and we've said this every year, and it seems like we always hit a wall during the season, or there's question marks after the draft. And what do we say? And you guys have said it. In Brett Veach, we trust. Mm-hmm. Just because we lost one game, that can't go out the window. So if I'm going to say in Brett Veach, we trust in April when we're preparing for the draft, when we get around to the season, when we need to pick up a receiver.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Like we did last year when we went and got DeAndre Hopkins and we get to another Super Bowl. And I got to say, after one week and a couple of receivers down, in Brett Veach, we trust. And if he's able to swing that trade, then I'm going to trust it.
Okay. Dana, we appreciate the time, man. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, guys.
That's Dana Hughes, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue. Brought to you also by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.